Good afternoon, everybody. It is 3 p.m. How are you guys doing today? I covered dieting for weight loss the other day, and I also covered BMI. And I wanted to make sure that we have a good understanding of what I'm talking about when I say you're caring for your body, okay? When I say you're caring for your body, that means you're also thinking about how you look, not just how you look in the mirror or how you think you look. You also have to consider other people's viewpoints as to how you look to them, okay? Just because you think you look fat doesn't mean you actually are, okay? So today I'm going to go ahead and cover positive body image, okay? Every day we are bombarded with images of perfection, perfect lives, perfect bodies, perfect children. I don't like that last one. All held up for inspection via social media, which, by the way, I don't really care much for. Because it can be used in a lot of negative connotations. You know, these images are hard to live up to, so perhaps it is, you know, no wonder that charities warn the mental health problems are rising, especially among young people. You know, it is, however, possible to take steps to protect yourself against the onslaught of perfection. You know, and this is, I'm mainly talking about the teenagers. You know, they always try to want to keep up with everybody else, but then this is not just prominent with them. You know, adults also have this issue as well. One of the known functions of this is keeping up with the Joneses. And honestly, this whole thought of being able to keep up with the person next to you, I mean, you see they have it, that means you have to have it. Don't do that. Because all this is going to do is make you more and more uncomfortable with yourself to the point where you're not satisfied with the way you are and you want to basically be them, okay? The only valuable weapon to develop is a positive body image and acceptance of your body and both its good and bad points, okay? And I'm going to cover some stuff that will help you become more confident and comfortable in your own skin as, you know, best as I can with the information that I have with me, okay? So, quick question. What is a body image? I'm going to let you think about that for a minute. I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. So I have a coordinator with me who also helps me come up with ideas of things to use in examples. And when he showed me the one of perfect children, I was just like, that just sounds terrible. Anyway, so I asked you the question in the last piece, what is a body image? Your body image is how you see yourself physically, both when you think about yourself and when you look in the mirror. Yes, in the mirror. Body image is affected by, and I'm going to go ahead and list some stuff here, okay? Bear with me. Like I said, my English isn't that great today for whatever reason. How you feel about your body, including your height, weight, and shape. Your belief about your appearance, which may include views about the right appearance. And how your physical body feels to you as you basically move around. Now, body image is also affected by stereotypes and beliefs, including those of the people around you as well as your own. So please keep this in mind. Having a positive body image does not mean that you think everything about your body is perfect. After all, nobody's perfect, not even supermodels. I'm pretty sure somewhere on their bodies, despite how they flaunt it, there's at least one small flaw somewhere they're trying to keep covered. Now, as to where it is, who cares? Because I'm not a pervert. So, instead, positive body image means accepting your body for what it is, celebrating your natural shape and size, and how your body performs, right? People with positive body images understand that personal appearance has very little to do with the ability or character of the person. You know, your skills, your attributes, your features, these are what make you who you are, not what you look like. Though, I will admit, dressing professionally does help, okay? But then, that's about it. And personal grooming. I'm sorry, I forgot that. They are confident and comfortable, you know, with themselves, and they do not waste time worrying about their bodies. That's what a positive image is, and people who have it. And to develop a positive body image, developing that image also, or helping someone else who needs to do so, requires three main skills and or characteristics. Some of them you may have heard before if you've listened to my moral series, but I'm going to go ahead and cover them in short supply real quick once more. After this break. I need a break so I can breathe too. So, talking about those three skills and characteristics, now that got me some water. The first one is good self-esteem. You remember we covered this. It's closely linked to this, you know, which is how you feel about your abilities and can be best thought of as your inner voice. Okay, those with low self-esteem may also have a more negative image of their bodies because they have a generally low opinion of themselves and their abilities, which is also linked to self-confidence. Okay? Improving your self-esteem requires building up your view of yourself. It means taking control of your inner dialogue and ensuring that it becomes more positive instead of focusing on what might go wrong. It is important to focus on what is already good. As you remember, we have covered that. Next is a positive attitude. The second element is so closely linked to self-esteem. Positive thinking, or a positive attitude, is the idea that you can change your life by thinking more positively. If this sounds a bit fluffy and non-scientific, or it sounds like a potato in a sack, consider the placebo effect. A well-known example of the power of positive thinking. Hold up. Most people don't know what that is. Alright, so the placebo effect is a phenomenon often seen in clinical trials and other tests of new medicine. Clinical trials usually involve the three groups of patients. One given the new medicine, second given something that looks like the new medicine but has no effect. In other words, a placebo, if you will. And the third is given no medicine at all. Doctors often notice that the patients given the non-effective medicine show signs of improvement. This has been documented over and over again. There is no clinical reason for this improvement. The medicine that they are given cannot cause these effects because it contains no active ingredients whatsoever. The only conclusion is that these patients improve because they believe they have been given something that will make them better. That's the I'm saying placebo effect. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced placebo, but I digress. And it basically that's the placebo effect, and it shows the power of the mind, okay? If you believe it, it becomes true. Three very practical ways to help you avoid developing negative views of your body and to help you think more positively are try to avoid perfectionism. Man, I can't talk today. Nobody is perfect, and trying to be perfect in any sphere is only going to lead to problems in the long term. Good enough actually is good enough. Don't make any comparisons. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing your life and your body with others and thinking that you're inferior in some way. Social media makes this especially likely because most people are presenting carefully curated images of their lives designed to look better than the actual reality. Avoid comparisons and try to simply celebrate other success as well as your own. It'll make you feel better. And the third one within the connotations that I'm telling you is to avoid the temptation to criticize or judge others anyway. It's always easy to criticize. Unfortunately, being highly critical is a bit of a habit, and once you start to use this approach with others, it tends to rebound you. A sense of justice is good, but you also need to give everyone, including yourself, a break from time to time. Not rushing to judge is likely to make you a kinder and more pleasant person to be around. Finally, the third thing is emotional awareness and self-control, sometimes called emotional stability. Okay, finally, to manage your views about your body, you need to be aware and in control of your emotions. I keep saying this a lot throughout all my podcasts, but I mean, that should say something about how important it is. If you hear something repeated more than three times, especially if it's something that everyone says is critical, then you should probably do something about it. That means that it's something important that you may be lacking and or need. There will be times when you see or hear things that will upset you and affect your view of your body, and at these times you need to be able to understand what you are feeling and why. To help you master and manage those emotions and feelings, avoid them affecting your body image on a personal basis is a healthy thing to do, okay? Some activities you can do to develop a better body image. If you're struggling to develop a more positive image of your body, you may find some of these activities helpful, okay? I'm gonna list off five things that could help you, okay? First off, make a list of all the things that your body helps you to do. From the essentials like breathing through, taking exercise and getting you to places you want to go, or to see people you love or care for. Remind yourself of all the things you couldn't do without your body and celebrate it for what it does do for you. 2, make a list of 10 things that you really like about yourself, not related to your appearance, and remind yourself that your appearance does not affect who you are. 3, surround yourself with positive people. People who feel good about themselves, who help you to do the same. If you spend time with people who are constantly doing for themselves better, and you as well, then you will start to feel that it's true. Positive thinking is catching, but so is a negative attitude. So please be careful who you're around. 4, wear clothes that you like and that make you feel confident. Confidence shines through how you stand and move and is hugely attractive. However, dress appropriate for the situation that you're going for. It's okay to be comfortable and happy with what you're wearing, but if you're going for an interview, going in there in a tank top and shorts is probably not going to get you the job, okay? 5, look after yourself. Give yourself a treat by going somewhere nice or spending time doing something you love. Remember to value yourself and celebrate you being you. Bottom line is this, all right? A poor or negative body image can be the starting point of a serious mental illness, including eating disorders or anorexia, as well as anxiety and depression. And if you think you're suffering from one of these conditions, you should seek professional help, okay? Building and maintaining a positive body image is therefore important as a result. Learn to accept yourself and your body, and even just to give yourself a break every now and then, is one of the most important skills for our mind. So keep this in mind, okay?